Hi, I'm Nicola Barron from Masterclasses at the Evening Standard. We recently showcased our brand new programme of masterclasses on this podcast. Our masterclasses are live and interactive workshops with some of our city's leading experts. Well, today we're joined by Mark Channon, productivity coach and world memory grandmaster, no less, to explore ways in which we can stay focused and get things done. So Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Good to be here.
Thanks. So you're a productivity coach. So tell me what that is. Why might I come to you as a productivity coach?
Yeah, good question. Well, I've actually been doing this stuff in some form or another for about 30 years now. I actually started in memory. So I got into memory techniques, and then that led into focus and then productivity. And I actually work with a range of people, like from all different industries, but I tend to attract, I guess, nowadays, people who are either business owners, they're running their own business, they're freelancers. I get a lot of creative types, a lot of authors. I think it's mostly to do with, if you're doing one of those types of roles, then you've got to create your own structure. There's not necessarily a structure that is there for you. Having said that, though, I also work with a lot of professionals, and they tend to be spinning multiple plates, they're super busy. You know, I think what's common across the board is people can get caught up in the weeds and they just can get swept along in the busy work. So to be honest, it's a range of people that I'm working with, and ultimately, because of what I do, people want to feel less busy, they want to feel more in control, they want to feel more productive in their life rather than kind of caught up in the cycle of things.
Great. Now, personally, I love a to-do list, but my problem is I think the temptation is to cram everything into it, and it's just simply not achievable in the time I have available. What advice do you have for me?
Yeah, okay, so I have a very specific take on to-do lists. But in order to maybe bring clarity to that, I have to go back to just talking about time. When it comes to time, there are essentially two different aspects. You've got the mindset aspect of time, and you've got the strategies for time. How do you maximize your time? And the thing is, for the mindset, I would say most people, they don't quite get this right. No one's coming to me and saying, hey, Mark, I've got so much time. I feel so time rich. No one's doing that, right? It's like, Mark, I've got no time. Help me. What do I do? And actually, the first thing you need to do is change how you think about time. And I think as you get older, maybe this happens to you maybe more naturally. You know, how much time have I got? But essentially, as a strategy, I always suggest to people, look, when it comes to time, first, acknowledge that you've actually got some time, but then be grateful for it. When you wake up in the morning, think about the opportunity in terms of time you have that you've got today, this week, this month, this year. Because when you start to think of time as opportunity, everything starts to shift. Now, if you can make that happen and then you think about strategies, this is where we get onto the to-do list stuff. Now, from the people that I've worked with thousands of people over the years, when it comes to the to-do list, my suspicion is for most people, it's a lot of busy work. It's not necessarily the work that is creating real impact. When I talk about impact, I'm talking about something that, you know, you feel makes you grow, you're making a difference, or stuff that moves you towards your goals or your business goals, your career goals, whatever it is for you. And so what I always suggest to people, and it's a really simple strategy, is rather than just having this to-do list, extract all that impact stuff and just create another list. So you've got two lists. This is how you kind of manage your time. On one list, it's full of stuff that moves you forward. On the other side, that to-do list, yeah, you could have important stuff on there. You could have urgent stuff. It could be both. But for most people, my guess is they're spending 80 to 90% of their time on the busy work rather than the impact. So when you flip that, imagine what your life's like now when 80% of your time is the stuff that moves you forward and 20% is the other thing. Now, in reality, for most people, it might not be practical to have that split. But if you can get 50-50, that's going to be an improvement. You know, bring those two things together. Get your mindset working. Feel time rich. Maximize your time by really focusing on impact.
Right. So it's time rich rather than time poor and reframing.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as you get older, and I'm in my 50s, I'm 53, and the reality is there's people I knew in my 20s that are no longer here. And when, I don't think about that every day, but now and again, when I recognize that, I go, you know what, this is all opportunity. This is all upside. I could have another 10, 20, 30, 40, I hope, years. So let's make the most of it. That slight switch changes the game.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, I hear quite a lot about deep work and deep focus and getting into flow states. It sounds like the Holy Grail. Can you tell me a bit more about it and how I might achieve it?
Deep work is really connected to that impact stuff I just talked about. Because in order to do that deep work, what is deep work? It's giving yourself the space and giving yourself the time to give attention to these activities that require some deeper thought. So that's what we really mean by deep work. So it's not doing your email, you know, it's the stuff that's going to move you forward. But that stuff can be a bit more difficult. So it can be a little bit harder to do. So when it comes to deep work, the thing that you have to crack is your ability to focus. You also have to overcome the problems that we experience, distractions, procrastination, overthinking, like all these things are going to get in the way of your deep work, of your focus. And in order to make deep work work for you, there's two things that you really have to do. First, you need to block out the time. Sounds obvious. It sounds a simple thing to say, but if you're not blocking out the time, it's unlikely it's going to happen because something else is going to take its place. And the second thing you need to do is just learn, how do I focus? How do I actually get into that state? You know, you talked about flow there. Flow is actually pretty easy to get into. You need to ask yourself two questions. What do I want? And really think about it. What do I want to achieve in the next 30 minutes? Why do I want to achieve it? That's the magic question, because that taps you into the energy and the motivation behind it. And then you want to either make it easier or you want to make it harder. This is essentially Mahaich Accent Mahaich's model, who was like the godfather of flow. But again, it's pretty simple, but for most people, it's easy, you know, it's easy to talk about this stuff, but in reality, to bring that into the moment when you're super busy, that's where the challenge shows up.
Okay. Coming up.
So imagine you've got some binoculars wrapped around your feet. Imagine binoculars wrapped around your feet. Good. Okay, let's move up to your knees. Imagine you're balancing a computer or a laptop on your knees.
Boost your power of recall with Mark's memory techniques.
Instagram teen accounts with automatic protections on who can contact teenagers and the content they can see. Instagram teen accounts have contact limits on by default, so teenagers get messages from people they know, not strangers, and default content settings. Plus, teenagers under 16 can't change these default settings without parental approval, so parents can help teenagers connect safely. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Humpty Dumpty sat in his lounge, Humpty Dumpty's feet on the ground. Thanks to Experian, he improved his credit score so he could buy some brand new decor. With low interest rates, a great saving was made. You couldn't get him back on that wall if you paid. Improve your credit score to unlock better rates on credit with the UK's most trusted credit score. Download the free Experian app today. Experian. Better your score. Better your story. Based on an independent UK consumer survey, April 2026. See experian.co.uk/claims.
Now, I need to ask you about your title. What is it? Memory Grandmaster? Tell me what it is.
Grandmaster of Memory. What a crazy title. It's a real thing. It's not even made up. So this goes back to the 90s. It was 1995. I created this game show. So I got into memory techniques a couple of years before. And my memory was appalling. Everyone told me this. People made jokes about me. In reality, my focus was the thing that was really not working, right? But I started to do these memory techniques. I created this game show just by chance. My agent called me up. I was an actor at the time. And I said, give me half an hour. I wrote a game show. Within a year, it was on telly. went to 8 million people. Bob Monkhouse did it. It was a crazy time for me. But that then caught the attention of someone called Tony Bazan. Now, Tony Bazan, written over 100 books on memory, mind mapping, originator of mind maps. He approached me and said, Mark, you must compete in the World Memory Championships. I thought, why do I want to do this? What is it? Why would I even think about this? And I did. And through that competition, I got ranked as one of the first grandmasters of memory in the world. I was ranked third in the world as a grandmaster. So that's where it came from. But I'll be honest with you, I was always much more interested in the practical application of, let's say, the memory techniques when I was into. And that did lead me into focus and then productivity. And I often talk about this when you think about your memory and how good your memory is. And when you think about productivity and how productive you feel, imagine that as a Venn diagram. The overlap, that's your ability to focus. It's like the linchpin to everything. If you can crack your ability to focus, your memory is going to improve. Your productivity is going to improve. It's like a little secret magic sauce.
Can you teach me anything to help my memory?
I can do that. Okay. So I'll put you on the spot. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to say up front with this is that don't get attached to getting things right. People put a lot of pressure on themselves when they memorize stuff. And it causes anxiety, and anxiety weakens the brain. It weakens your ability to focus, and therefore it weakens memory. So we can have some fun with this. What I'll do is I'm going to share with you the 8 pillars that impact productivity. But I'm just going to give you a bunch of pictures. We're going to stick them. This sounds so odd when I say it out loud. We're going to put them on different parts of your body. All you have to do is imagine what I say to you in your mind. Don't try and remember anything. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. Okay, so imagine you've got some binoculars wrapped around your feet. Imagine binoculars wrapped around your feet. Good. Okay, let's move up to your knees. Imagine you're balancing a computer or a laptop on your knees. You've got a laptop on your knees. Excellent. Let's move up. On your thighs, you have hundreds of tiny little plants. This is such a strange image. You've got tiny plants on your thighs. Next, imagine you're sitting down on a football. It's on your behind. Okay, so it's on your seat there. You've got you sitting on top of a football. You're trying to balance, okay, on your behind. Around your waist is a clock, or maybe there's multiple clocks around your waist. You can see the hands spinning round and round. On your chest is an Energizer battery. Okay, there's a battery, it's full of energy and it's on your chest here. On your shoulders, on each of your shoulders, there is a brain on the left, a brain on the right. And then finally, last picture, on your face is a heart. It's like a love heart on your face. Great, okay. So we're gonna test that out. I'm gonna give you a part of the body. You tell me what you see and I'm gonna tell you what it means. So what do you see in your feet?
Binoculars.
Excellent. So this represents the idea of focus. So with memory techniques, you create an image which triggers the actual real information. So this is all about how do you get into focus? One pillar of productivity. What do you see in your knees?
I've got a laptop on my knees, haven't I?
Yeah, okay. So laptop, computers, they have memory. So this represents the idea of, okay, this is about memory, improving your memory, improve productivity. What do you see in your thighs?
My thighs... I have got some little plants on there, haven't I?
Exactly. This is a weird one, a bit cryptic, but this is about the tiny plants as tiny habits. It's a strategy to create new behaviors without willpower or motivation. It's like a game changer when you try to get stuff done. What do you see in your behind?
Oh, I'm sitting on a football.
Yeah, and this is about a ball, a goal. It's about goals. It's about clarity. What do you see around your waist?
Clocks, time.
Yeah, this is time. We talked about time already, right? Mindset and strategy. What do you see in your chest?
Oh, an Energizer battery.
In order to be motivated, you need energy. So energy, motivation. What do you see in your shoulders?
This is where I'm falling down. My shoulders. I know what I've got on my face.
Tell me what's in your face.
It's a heart.
Yeah, and this is about emotions. So this is where we get to problems like overthinking. If you want to overcome overthinking, you need to learn how to regulate and manage emotions. And then let's see if it pops back in your head. If not, I'll tell you what it is. What do you see on one shoulder? What do you see on the other shoulder? It's actually a really strange image.
I've come back. It's a brain.
Yes, excellent. And isn't that interesting? Sometimes you give your brain a space. It goes searching for the answer and it comes back and it gives it to you. Brain represents two sides of thinking, critical thinking and instinctive thinking. So there you go. These are the 8 pillars that impact your levels of productivity. If you get all these working at a high level, you'll find that you are generally just way more productive. And you also feel good because, you know, a lot of these can put you into kind of playful state.
Great, thank you. Tell me what we can expect from your masterclass, how to stay focused and get things done.
Yeah, so it's all really geared to be super practical. So I want people to leave this and put things into practice immediately. It's not one of those workshops where you turn up to, you go, oh, that was interesting, and you never do anything like that. That's not what this is. It's really focused on overcoming those three big problems: distractions, procrastination, overthinking. We start by really diving into how do you focus? How do you get more clarity? But also there's the flip side to that. How do you unfocus? Because if you don't get that balance right, well, you're never going to be able to sustain any levels of focus. Second thing is all around productivity and really designing your productivity routine. I've been doing this stuff for years, and if you tell someone to do something, it doesn't really get adopted. But when you have someone create something, you give them ingredients and go, now you develop your own system based on this, the uptake is way higher. So you'll leave with a productivity routine. And then last thing, we're going to tap into your memory. We're going to dive into that a little bit so you feel less cluttered and you feel clearer. And to bring it all together, we'll create a bunch of habits so that you won't need to motivate yourself. All that stuff will start to happen without you even thinking about it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Wednesday, 23rd of October. I'm going to be there, definitely. Thanks so much, Mark. It's been great speaking to you. I feel like, yeah, I'm going to try and remember those things a bit later anyway.
Yeah, test yourself. And you, an hour from now, they'll still be in your head. Tomorrow, they'll still be in your head. It's a crazy strategy. Thank you, Nicola. Love this. Cheers.